Savior is born.
Sing to the Son of God, sing to the Son of God, sing to the Son of God, Alleluia.
Sing and be joyful, the Savior is born.
Sing to the Son of God, sing to the Son of God, sing to the Son of God, Alleluia. Sing to the Son of God, Alleluia.
Good morning and welcome to Center this morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 177, Good Christian Men Rejoice. Going to pray, but I'm going to have you sit down first. I have a prayer I came across. I think I've shared this before. It's been several years. But it's Billy Graham's prayer for the new year, and it says that he prayed this prayer, it was written for the Saturday Evening Post in 2008. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we stand at the beginning of this new year, we confess our need of your presence and your guidance as we face the future. We each have our hopes and expectations for the year that is ahead of us, but you alone know what it holds for us, and only you can give us the strength and the wisdom we will need to meet its challenges. So help us to humbly put our hands into your hand, and to trust you and seek your will for our lives during this coming year. In the midst of life's uncertainties in the days ahead, assure us of the certainty of your unchanging love. In the midst of life's inevitable disappointments and heartaches, help us to turn to you for the stability and comfort we will need. And in the midst of our daily preoccupations and pursuits, open our eyes to the sorrows and injustices of our hurting world, and help us to respond with compassion and sacrifice to those who are friendless and in need. We pray for our nation and its leaders during these difficult times, and for all those who are seeking to bring peace and justice to our dangerous and troubled world. We pray especially for your protection on all those who serve in our armed forces, and we thank you for their commitment to defend our freedoms, even at the cost of their own lives. Be with their families also and assure them of your love and concern for them. Bring our divided nation together and give us a greater vision of what you would have us to be. Your word reminds us that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. As we look back over this past year, we thank you for your goodness to us, far beyond what we have deserved. May we never presume on your past goodness or forget all your mercies to us, but may they instead lead us to repentance and to a new commitment to make you the foundation and center of our lives this year. And so, our Father, we thank you for the promise and hope of this new year, and we look forward to it with expectancy and faith. This we ask in the name of our Lord and Savior, who by his death and resurrection has given us hope both for this world and the world to come. Amen. And I have one quick announcement before I go sit down. We have a special gift, belated gift, but it's for Tommy for Christmas. And he should be used to these belated gifts by now. Better late than never. But Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you very much. Well, thank you, and good morning.
Good morning.
Another lopsided church. Everybody's on this side today. It almost messes with my ADD a little bit, because everything's got to be balanced. Well, I hope you've had a great week, and now that we've got some sunshine, and hope things will be drying out for a little while, I hope, and maybe warming up a little bit. I'll be happy with the 60-degree weather and the sun shining. I'm glad you're here this morning. If this is your first time here, or it's been a while and you're not on our correspondence, I invite you to fill out one of the visitor cards. We can get you on the email list. We can get you on the One Call Now system that will kind of auto-dial you with announcements for the church. But we won't just show up and knock on your door and say, hey, we'll at least call first. But place that card in the offering plate when the ushers come by. Today's a great day because it is a music ministry day. People get tired of hearing people speak, and sometimes it's nice to break that monotony of me going wah, 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 like Charlie Brown's teacher, and having some wonderful music. And if you don't think the Lord can move you in music, give it a little bit. I promise you, you'll be moved today. So I'm so glad you're here. I have just one announcement, and then we can go on to any additional announcements. There are still Christmas cards in the Fellowship Hall foyer. If you would swing through there and see if you have some Christmas cards to pick up, that'll at least clean up the foyer a little bit, and we can get those delivered out to you accordingly. Are there any other announcements that need to be made? Yes, ma'am.
On behalf of the we just want to thank everyone that's accepted you. The New Year's position is coming up, and we're excited. We have some youth on some positions that haven't been in them before, too. So we just say a big thank you to everybody for their willingness.
And we definitely want to say a thank you to the nominating committee. That is if you have an interest, let one of the nominating committee folks know, and they'll be more than happy to invite you to their sessions to fill in folks, because it's truly a brainstorming, and it's a it's a session where they want to make sure that they're doing the right fits for the right people and the right committees and positions so that we can serve the church and then serve the greater community. Are there any others? All right. Hearing none, will our ushers come forward for our tithes and offerings? Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the beauty of your sunshine. We thank you for creating this wonderful earth and leaving it to us to tend and to grow and to enjoy. But Lord, I thank you so much for the structure you've placed here in the church. Thank you for the people that fill it and those that are not with us today, but that have gone on before us. to continue the legacy of Center Friends. They've taught us and they've built this place. They've left lessons behind for us to learn. But it's through your work and through your moving of the Holy Spirit in them that has created this. And Lord, I ask you that the givings that are placed in the offering today, that they be blessed and they be lifted up to you so that we can continue this legacy and continue those lessons of our young folks and the community around us and introduce the message of Jesus Christ to our world. Thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
What color they are? They different colors?
Yeah.
But how are they the same?
Yeah. Because they all rhyme.
They all rhyme, that's right. So, we're going to compare these to us today. So we all look different. We look around, we all talk different. We have different hair, different eyes, fingers. But what about our hearts? What's in all of our hearts? Jesus, that's right. So, as you guys, as you get older and as you're going to school and doing different things, we all carry Jesus in our hearts. So we might not look like our friends next to us, and we may not say the same things as them, but it's our job to love like Jesus, right? Yeah, and to treat them how he would treat them, and to share Jesus with all of them. So as we go into the new year, you guys, maybe you'll make some resolutions, some goals with your families. Make sure that they're aligned with Jesus and they align with being a Christ follower as well, no matter if your family is different than others. I just want you guys to remember that as you're going back to school and as we're headed into a new year. So, and
your road to put in the baskets.
So that little exchange, I'm ready for you. So let me explain that little exchange of the pastor being threatened. So we had a little Nerf gun incident a few weeks ago. He brought his arsenal, and the preacher and the preacher's father-in-law may have gotten into a little incident with the kids. Santa brought the father-in-law and the preacher a pair of Nerf implements. And so we got a video from the Mitchells that said they were ready for us with their arsenal. So it is a Nerf altercation, because I will not use the word war in a Quaker church, but I will say it is a Nerf altercation, and the challenge has been posed. It just carried over to children's moments. So for those listening at home, it's all in fun. So this morning, this brings us to a good time of worship, and it's a time of prayer requests, but it's also a time of praises. And I just have a couple that I want to go over. The first thing is, 2018 is almost over, and 2018 has been an interesting year. I've written some things about it that you'll read later, but it's not been a bad year, but it's been an interesting year for our country and our world and our local area, with tornadoes and hurricanes and snow that I care never to see again. But it's been an interesting year here at Center, because the energy has been phenomenal. The outreach opportunities have been phenomenal. And there's a buzz, for lack of a better word, a hum of activity going on here that is wonderful. And it is spirit-led, it is God-driven. And there's no doubt in my mind 2019 is going to be twice as better as 2018. So I thank you for that. And I thank you for a wonderful year here at Center. Prayer request and a praise. I got a call from Mary Ruth Cox this morning at about 7 o'clock. They were invaded in their home this morning by a guy who wrecked his car and decided to go up in their house. He assaulted both Mary Ruth and Lloyd. He is currently in the Guilford County Bed and Breakfast for an undetermined amount of time. He was arrested. They are both fine. In fact, Lloyd got punched in the face. He was taken to the hospital and sent home fairly quickly, so he's good to go. He's ready to get back at the guy. And Mary Ruth has a scratch on her face, and she said, "I'm fine." And we got to talking, and she said, "You know, I was thinking, I bet that poor guy has a mother somewhere that loves him." And that was, she was more concerned about this guy and his family. It looks like it may be some type of drug issue or mental health issue. He actually knows their neighbors and damaged some stuff in their house. But they seem just as good and as hardcore as they've always been. They're just taking it in stride and going along. But they wanted the church to know that God is good for them and has taken care of them this morning. And that he protected them, and that she was very thankful for the law enforcement from both Randolph and Guilford counties that showed up and handled the situation, and so that issue has been resolved. But she just wanted the church to know that God has been good to them today, and that they are so thankful for him. So we need to continue to pray for them, that we don't have any residual fear or anything of that nature that will come up later on, that when they least expect it and they hear a bump in the night, that they don't take it to be in the worst case scenario. The next thing is Donald and Ethel Whitaker. I went by and visited them yesterday. Whitney and I did. And Donald got some good news. He was diagnosed with some type of spots on his lung, and they did a biopsy, and it was cancer. But his words were, "But there's good news. It's level one," is what he called it. So it's stage one, and they've got a treatment plan they're working on. It may be a pill, or it may be some targeted radiation, but he is just Donald. He is just the same old, and is really positive about it, and said that his days of firefighting have probably come to an end now. But that was all right, because he could still be there, and he's good to go. But I told him that we would lift him up in prayer, but that we were thanking God for that good, the little bit of good news in the bad. And if you take it with a little bit of the good and mix it with the bad will eventually go away. So we're thankful for that. Are there any others that need to be mentioned this morning?
Tommy, I have a praise. I was here last week, but Kate graduated from college.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She survived. Yes, NC State is still standing. Yes, we are very proud of Kate for graduating with a bachelor's degree in poultry science, and she's already got a job, and a very good job, and so she was primed for the picking out of the agricultural department, the poultry science department at NC State, and so a farm picked her up, and she'll be walking into a career, which is awesome. So, January 7th, yep. Yeah. Any other prayers or praises?
I'm very grateful every day I
get up and
go. And we see you get up and go on up. Yeah,
that's really
too.
See
what was that?
Fires all of us.
Yes, it does.
And I'm coming from the shingles very well. I had a very mild case, and I appreciate all the cards.
That's some good news, yes.
45th anniversary tomorrow.
45th tomorrow.
Yes, and we actually got married on a Monday, and tomorrow is a Monday.
So it's coming back around then.
Yeah. And we got married here too. So.
45th. And you've survived 45 years. You've done well.
Considering who she has to live with.
Any others? Well, lots of good news. Let's go to the Lord in prayer of thanksgiving. Heavenly Father, again, we come to you in such a wonderful spirit. We come to you at the close of a year that's been trying for some and sad for others, but uplifting for many. And it's been an awesome year here at Center Friends, and that you've placed an energy in here in the folks that in the servants' hearts that have gone out and have reached hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people through different ways. And that we continue that service through the collection of FEMAP items and reach those that we may never meet, but that seed is planted of Christ's love. Lord, I thank you again for the wonderful year you've given us and you've protected us. Lord, I thank you for Lord and Mary Ruth Cox as they've gone through a traumatic incident this morning, but their faith has remained, and that they were so adamant to worry about the person that caused that traumatic incident, and that they have look to you and realized that the protection came from you. Lord, as they're healing from their minor wounds, give them that peace and comfort and that health that they can be back with us again. We know that they listen online and that they can receive the Spirit through many different ways and that they study their Bible daily. Lord, I thank you for them and that their strong presence and personalities in our church. Lord, again, I lift up Donald and Ethel Whitaker as they battle a cancer diagnosis. But again, they see the light in the darkness that is a stage one diagnosis. Lord, we know many folks have recovered from stage one. Lift up the doctors as they determine a treatment plan so they can place their knowledge in your faith and let both heal them. Give Ethel that continued strength as she manages Donald and sometimes his hard-headedness, but that he sees you're working in their lives. I thank you for them, Lord. Lord, I lift up Kate Heist this morning. She's going into the big boy world. She's going into the big girl world, and she's starting a wonderful life. She's had wonderful upbringing in such a Christian home that has surrounded her with love and comfort and provision. Touch her, protect her as she goes and places her mark in the world. And in such an important business as poultry science, we know that without farmers and without those working the ground, we cannot be sustained. Lord, lift up her family as she goes on to do bigger and better things and place emotional protection on them that they understand she's doing okay and she's going to be fine. She's found the love of her life and they will be fine together. Lord, I thank you for Mary Hamilton and the many years of her presence. Her energy up and down the road puts some of us young ones to shame, and you know that, Lord. And I think you give her as an example to us that anything can be done at any age if we want to do it. And her faith is strong in you and has been for many years. Lord, we're so glad to see Betty King here again this morning as she battled a mild case of the shingles, and that she was touched by your presence and you healed her, Lord. She's a silent servant that some may never see, but she does so much here that we don't know about. And I thank you for her. And I thank you for Steve and Mary Elizabeth and their 45 years of marriage. What an awesome testimony that is. In this world today, 45 years of marriage is an awesome, awesome testimony. Continue to place the Christian love in their home, and that they seek you first in everything they do and touch their relationship so that they can touch others and be an inspiration to others as they grow in their love for you. You know the silent requests. You know the many things that are piercing each other's hearts here today. Touch those. You know them. You know what they need. We lift them up to you. But we thank you for all the many blessings. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. Well, this morning is a wonderful day. I'm switching from preacher to MC. And this is a wonderful day of ministry and music. We have a lot of wonderful artists and singers, musicians here today that are going to be giving their ministry and their talent, their God-given talent to us. So our first this morning is our choir and our youth ensemble who will be singing, O Come All Ye Faithful. Thank you, angels, for that wonderful, wonderful song. Now we'll have David Riddle and Brent Fain sharing some music.
Well, I think we're in trouble. I have to follow her to the girls. She's going to be a bunch of great artists. I guess.
All right, brother. We're going to try a beautiful Star of Bethlehem. Oh, beautiful Star of Bethlehem, shine afar through the shadows dim, giving the light for those who long have gone, guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Oh, beautiful Star of Bethlehem, shine on. Star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Give us the light to light the way unto the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful Star. Star, the hope of life, guiding the pilgrims through the night. Where the mountains till the break of dawn. Unto the light of perfect day, it'll be a bright and lovely way. Star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of rest for the redeemed, good and blessed. Yonder in glory when the crown is won. For Jesus is now the star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Oh, beautiful Star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful Star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Give us the light to light the way unto the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star. I want you all to know you got a treasure right here.
Well, Don said it right. He said amen, and that is an amen. Thank you so much. That is a wonderful talent you've had for a long time. And your number one groupie there has been with you a long time too, hadn't you, Eloise? We know where the foundation is. If you would, stand and sing hymn number 184, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. have some wonderful artists coming up this morning to share with us. They definitely have a ministry of the gospel in their voices and their hearts, and it's so good to have them back here at Center. It's Jay and Andrea and Alicia Osborne.
So some Christmases are a little bit more like the Hallmark, the beautiful pictures, the Norman Rockwell and all the gorgeous pictures that you see of everybody happy and calm on Facebook. And some are a little bit more like Chevy Chase standing out in the front yard of his house where all the windows are busted, the dishes are shattered, and the tree is torched. But he still has that exhausted, happy look on his face. I did it. And I got to tell you, we're a little bit more in the Chevy Chase camp this year. Alicia was sick before Christmas, and we nursed her through.
And this was my gift to her to get her sick, too.
Yeah, so now I have it. So thanks to Jay and Alicia for stepping up, rearranging it last minute so that y'all can stand to listen to me. So.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature
and
sing.
Heaven and nature
and
sing.
Heaven and nature sing.
Heaven and nature
and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. World with truth and grace, and makes the nations rue the glories of His righteousness, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders and wonders of His love. Let heaven and heaven sing.
As we enter into a time of open worship, this is a time of quiet, a time of silence to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. And if you feel led, you may stand and briefly share whatever God's placed on your heart.
Yes, and we'll have a Shirley moment. I miss Shirley. And she would say she'd have been popped up 5 minutes ago. We just thought Christmas was over. I think we got lots more Christmas presents this morning. And if you can't be touched by music, I am every day. And I appreciate the hard work you do and everything that everybody's done today, because they are presents, and thank you for giving them to us, because I appreciate it with all my heart, and I certainly don't possess any of it, and which makes me appreciate that much more. And thank you so much for what a wonderful service we've had today.
Wanda, you're right. Shirley would have enjoyed it if she could be here today. But also to see so many of my family members get up and sing this morning, and I don't possess very much of it either. But some of my earliest memories are of my grandfather and my dad and Forrest playing the guitar, sitting out in the yard in a chair, just singing different hymns and things, and then Andrea being out there on my grandfather's knee and singing as well. So I know that they're all looking down on us this morning, and it was beautiful.
Without moving, just listen. There is something to be said about the quiet. As busy as it has been the last couple of weeks, Christmas is not over. The quiet is just where God is. What a wonderful, wonderful, worshipful service this has been. Before I close with the hymn, I would ask that our angels, our angel choir, and our ushers join me in the back when I walk down to shake hands. And as you take an opportunity to thank them for being a young person in church, because that is an awesome thing, a young person in church. And then today, before you leave, shake a hand of one of the artists who've performed here today, our choir, our pianist, our organist, the guitarists, the singers. That is God's gift. That is not something man makes up. They are touched with a talent. And I, like Rhonda and Becky, don't possess a drop of it. So I am thankful for them. So as we close, let's stand and sing hymn number 192, Angels We Have Heard on High.
Sing, have mercy on us, sweetly sing, in all the place, and the mountains sing. wonderful ministry of music. Lord, I thank you for the protections you've given us over 2018, and allow us to leave 2018's troubles behind and walk into 2019 renewed in your spirit. Protect us as we leave this place and bring us back again so we can continue to study and worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Happy New Year.
Amen.